Who goes to law school? Well, aspiring attorneys, of course. But who educates college deans, compliance officers, hospital administrators, and others who work with the law in some way? One local law school has created a suite of programs catering to them. In fact, it's betting its future on becoming a law school for non-lawyers. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
For a long time, the law school business model was pretty simple. You recruit a bunch of would-be attorneys, they pay a lot of money. 3 years later, and after a few hundred nights in the law library, voila, they graduate with the standard JD degree. And the model worked fine until this happened.
You know what? Right now, breaking news here. Stocks all around the world are tanking.
For a long time. Many economists and experts have been saying that December or January is likely when this recession starts.
Hold on. Right. I don't think anyone's painting in a rosy color.
Don't say it's something that I want.
The financial crisis blew a hole in the legal labor market. Jobs dried up, and a lot of aspiring lawyers decided that, well, maybe they should aspire to something else. Law school enrollment plummeted.
And so as the demand for law school falls, so does the revenue of law schools, and they find the need to find revenue elsewhere.
Kyle McEntee is the executive director of Law School Transparency, a watchdog group that monitors legal education.
And these non-JD programs have been a prime candidate for generating that extra revenue that can cover the shortfall.
Essentially, law school started recruiting other people, people like Cheryl Kettinger. She's been working in hospitals for 12 years. Her area is compliance. Kettinger interprets medical law and creates company protocols to ensure people don't violate those laws.
My whole goal is to, you know, find a way to do things the right way.
Kettinger fell into this field. She was a school social worker, which led to a job at a rehab hospital, which led to a mid-career crisis. She really liked the work she was doing.
I was kind of like in the middle of it all, you know. Somehow I was an important piece. I wasn't the doctor. I wasn't the nurse. They're extremely important, but I could do something.
Problem was, she didn't have any credentials related to medical compliance. She considered all types of grad school degrees, including a JD, but she hesitated.
Do I want it to be a JD, you know? Do I need to be an Esquire? Not for the role that I do.
So she enrolled in the Master's of Jurisprudence in Health Law at Widener University's Delaware Law School. There she met a whole host of people like her, people who worked with the law but weren't lawyers.
I had, you know, OR nurses in my class. You had people in the pharmaceutical industry, you had social workers. So it gave me a broader base of classmates.
And that broad base of classmates, those are the people Delaware Law is betting its future on, says Dean Rod Smola.
It's getting close to a third of what we do already, and I could easily imagine it going bigger. I can imagine it being in half of what we do.
Smola is referring to the school's non-JD programs. Most are 1 to 2 years and housed online. The main focus is on compliance education, degrees for people in higher ed, healthcare, and finance.
That's a whole new thing for law schools. And it's good for us in terms of expanding our revenue streams and diversifying our portfolio.
And Delaware Law, it needs to diversify. Enrollment in its traditional JD program fell 43% from 2011 to 2015. That's about in line with national trends. Smola doesn't think those people are ever coming back.
I would be delighted if it just held very steady and stable indefinitely. In contrast, where there's real entrepreneurial growth is on the non-JD programs.
That's true at Delaware Law and across the country. The number of students enrolled in non-JD programs has grown 45% since 2006, according to the American Bar Association. It's a major and necessary change for law schools, says Michelle Pistone.
If you think about all the people whose jobs interact with the law, but right now there's no place for those people to go for an education. And yet the knowledge that they need is in the law school.
Pistone is a professor at Villanova Law School. She recently published a paper on this trend.
It's just a matter of repackaging what we're already doing for these new markets. And so I think it is Law 2.0 because in a way it's like thinking about unbundling the lawyer's role.
But not everyone's so enthusiastic. Kyle McEntee from the group Law School Transparency wonders whether schools like Delaware Law are simply creating new degrees to boost their bottom lines, not because people actually need those degrees.
And so I think there's a deep skepticism about the value of these programs, both in terms of the value, in terms of the substance taught, and then the actual value in terms of return on investment in monetary terms to justify the prices.
Delaware law doesn't keep any postgraduate data on the students that pass through its compliance education programs, and no expert I ask could point to any national numbers on the quality or efficacy of non-JD programs. That leaves mostly anecdotes, like those of Cheryl Kettinger. After graduating from Delaware Law in 2012, Kettinger has landed two jobs in hospital compliance. She thinks the degree has mostly helped, but at times it's also been a hang-up. She recalls a recent conversation with an employer after he noticed the Master's of Jurisprudence on her resume.
He said, "You don't want to know what I have to say about this."
But Kettinger explained why the MJ was the right degree for her, and she got the job. She still argues with her boss about the value of the degree, but that's not surprising. After all, she said, he is an attorney. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arrett, WHYY News.